We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Well,
Dirty Work
Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Emily.
Hey, Emily, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So you guys, have you ever used Venmo before?
Yes, I use it all the time. Well, I use it, Shaggy's use it, but Nick, he doesn't use it because he's old and he can't figure that out.
That is not why. I've just never had anybody ask me to send them money that way. If they did, I would probably just give them the money in person because that's the polite thing to do.
Yeah, whatever. The point is, yes, we've used it.
Okay, so you know how in the app, it will show you which friends of yours have used it and what they used it for. Like, you can go to the friends screen and it'll show you, like, John paid Joe $10 for a pizza and stuff like that.
Yes. And sometimes, like, if I'm bored, I actually go there just to be nosy, like, to see what people are sending money for.
So hold on. You can actually see what other people are sending money to other people for?
Yes, but they, like, people don't usually list it, like, in words. So most people just use emojis. Like, say you and I, in a crazy world, we went to Chick-fil-A together, and you bought me lunch, and I said, okay, I'll Venmo you money. I would send you the $4 and put, like, a chicken emoji next to it, just so you would know that it was from me for my chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So, like, yeah,
okay.
Most people just use emojis.
Yeah, and so that's the reason I'm calling you guys, because my boyfriend, Austin, a couple weeks ago, he helped his old ex-girlfriend move into her new apartment. And so, I guess, like, I don't know, he's the only guy she knows with a truck, and she told him, I'll pay you to borrow the truck, but he didn't trust her driving it, so he went over there and he helped her move.
Wow, okay. So, but that's a lot of trust you have in your boyfriend, then, to let him do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he sort of dumped this girl to be with me, so I wasn't worried about it. Okay then.
I like the cockiness. So, what does it have to do with Venmo? Did she pay him for his truck through Venmo, then?
She did. But here's the weird part. So two things kind of stuck out when I saw that she paid him. The first one was that she paid him a total of $20.69, not just $20. She had to throw that 69 cents in there.
Yeah, but maybe maybe that was his idea. Maybe he helped her move, and she was like, how much do I owe you? And just to be funny, he was like, that'll be $29.69, please. Like, I could totally see me doing something like that.
Okay, maybe, but here's the other part. So, you know, like you were saying, Ashley, about the emojis?
Yes.
So, under the part where you list where you're paying, there were five emojis. It was the muscle arm, a moving truck, a paintbrush, and then a banana and the winky face with the tongue out.
Wait. Hold on. So, back up. Go over them again.
Okay. So, there's the arm with the muscle. Okay. Like the flexing arm. And then there was a moving truck.
Okay, to me, that's... Okay, so that's helping me move.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a paintbrush.
Okay, so he could have helped her paint a room or paint a door, something like that.
Yeah, I guess. And then there was a banana and a winky face with the tongue out.
See, that's the part that I would be worried about. And the part... Like, the whole 2069 thing.
Okay, so I know that you think I'm naive and everything.
Yes.
But, I mean, what if he legit, okay, ate one of her bananas while he was over there? Like, what if he was helping her move all this stuff, and he was like, hey, you got anything to eat? And then she gave him, like, a banana for helping. Like,
okay, but if he ate some of her food, then why is she paying him for it? Like, shouldn't he be like, here's a dollar for the banana I ate?
Or 69 cents.
Yeah.
I just don't like that she had to throw that in there and the whole 69 thing, like some kind of inside joke.
Yeah.
And I know if I ask Austin about it, he's just going to lie and say, I'm acting jealous.
Okay, but you want to know the truth if there was anything to the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor? Can you screenshot what it looks like and send it to me? Because I want to see it for myself. Because I'm trying to type in my phone right now to sort of just, like, look at it. Like, look at, you know, the emojis and try to decipher the code. I'm having a hard time finding a paintbrush.
Okay, yeah, I'll send a pic of it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, so in the meantime, you said you think Austin will just lie about everything if we were to call him and ask him about it?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What if we called her, the ex?
You could do that. I know how to get her number if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. What is her name again? What's the ex's name?
It's Natalie.
Okay, so let's call Natalie. Let's tell her that Austin told us to call her and ask her about everything that happened during the move. Let's see if she gives up any details that he wouldn't when we come back. We asked Emily to send us a screen picture of the Venmo screen where it has the emojis in a row because Ashley couldn't find the paintbrush.
Yes.
So she said, send me a picture. She did. Emily, we have discovered something shocking. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so the paintbrush you thought you saw, that's not a paintbrush. It's a shower head. Yeah, so she put arm muscle, moving van, shower head, banana, and winky face.
Which now leads us to believe, and we have discussed this, that maybe he helped her move. And then maybe they did it in the shower. Or maybe helped her install a new shower head in her shower. That is always a possibility.
Yeah, sure it is. You know, I'm sure he installed a shower head and a banana tree inside her shower. And you know what? We're just overreacting again.
All right. I'm just saying. Mm. You have to represent both possibilities here. Okay. All right. Let's call Natalie and find out.
Hello.
Hi, is this Natalie?
Yes, who's this?
Natalie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. So, have you had a chance to listen at all this morning to the show so far?
No, I haven't left the house yet. So, you know, I don't have to be at work till 10.
You have to be at work till 10. Okay. So, listen, we've been having this discussion about, is it possible to still get along with your ex? And so people have been calling in, talking about how they're still friends with their ex. And we heard from your ex, Austin.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And he told us that you guys are still friends, right?
I mean, we are. You know, we don't hang out on the weekends or anything, but we still talk.
Okay. Well, he told us that you don't hang on the weekend, but he said he helped you move into your new apartment a few weeks ago. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So he told us that during that whole moving thing, there was a little reunion, sort of. How did he put it? He said he helped you test out the shower at your new place.
He told you that?
Yeah, and we had to get your side of the story because, I mean, we were all like, wow, this story is so hot. It's like a Lifetime movie or something. So what was your head going through when all of this, like, kind of happened?
God. I mean, you know, it was a long day, and we both needed to shower, you know, because it was a lot of moving, so we're both sweating, and I don't know if you remember, but, you know, there were a couple unusually warm days.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I don't know, like 70 that day. And, you know, he made some silly comment about, you know, leave it to you to pick the only day in December where it's 70 degrees.
Right. So the past few weekends have been really warm. So, okay, so you're both sweaty. You both need to take a shower.
Right. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, I mean, I just threw it out there. I said I was going to take a shower and you can either wait till I'm done or if you want, you can join me. And, you know, when I said it, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about anything sexual. I just, you know, I figured, you know, we've both seen each other naked, so whatever. What's the big deal?
So you thought it was some kind of, like, showering with your teammate after the big game kind of thing.
Yeah, like that. you know, so whatever. It happened. He, you know, I go in there, a few minutes go by, you know, I see him open the door and he comes in and, you know, one thing just kind of led to another.
Wow. That is hot. See, that's the kind of stuff people love to hear about. So, although there is one person who probably doesn't like hearing it, and that's Austin's girlfriend.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a bitch anyway, so.
Oh. I'm a bitch. Well, at least I'm not a broke, desperate slut who throws herself at her ex the first chance she gets because nobody else is interested in her.
Oh, snap! Wow. Okay, so she was listening?
Yeah, I'm afraid she was.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the heads up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I hope you're happy, Ashley. You were right.
No, I mean, I'm not happy. I feel bad for Emily.
Emily, should we call Austin now? Like, should we get him on the phone real quick now that we know the truth?
No, you don't need to do that. I'm going up to his work right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.